I the other day had McDonald's three times in one day.
Three.
In like a 12-hour period.
12 hours, yeah.
And I used to brag that when I was a kid, I had Wendy's twice.
Yeah.
My gosh.
I didn't even realize it until the next, I was telling Katie the story. I'm like, wait, no, three times. And so Matt was nice enough to, left the studio for a second. I said, can you get me a McGriddle? And I do pay him for it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, sure. And thank you very much. I crave a McGriddle, bacon, egg and cheese McGriddle. Didn't think anything of it. And then I was dropping Ezra and off some at his mom's house, and Eli had to go somewhere else. So we're in the car, so we obviously last minute, like, y'all want to go to McDonald's? Yes. I got the two hamburger meal.
Mm-hmm.
No onions, no pickles. Diet Dr. Pepper.
Uh-huh.
And that was
did you upsize it?
No.
No.
No, because I was driving.
That must have been hard for you.
Yeah.
No, because I was driving. Because
like they catch up and trying to drive. So,
oh.
And then I knew Eli wouldn't be in the car.
That's normally what people say to drinking.
Yeah.
Driving. Yeah. No.
Yeah, I'm driving.
I was driving.
That's funny. So that was 6:30. And then I picked up Eli. Actually, he went to Summit Church for their impact night, Jason.
Is he not into Jesus Christ?
No, he is. It's just like we're on that side of town. Say, hey, they're doing something there. My friends are going to be there. Can you drop me off? It was very last minute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's mean. I guess overall, it's still a good place.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great. No, yeah. No, I feel totally comfortable and safe. I'm like, I think you guys do such a great job, or your church, or whatever you want to call it, Jason, with activities.
And I just want to put it out there. I'm agnostic.
Okay.
And so did that, picked him up, dropped him off at his mom's house at 9 because it's her their week. And
did you do it in Oak Ridge?
Yeah, I went to McDonald's Oak Ridge.
There's a McDonald's right across the street.
Oh, yeah. So I got the two hamburgers.
I think he knows.
I know where
he's
at.
He's about to tell you.
At 6:30. And so then I dropped off Eli at his mom's house. So he lives about 15 minutes away when he's with his mom. And on the way home, this is like 9.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped by McDonald's.
Mm. Can you not help yourself?
And get the two hamburger meal with fries.
That's the whole reason this story got brought up, was the no control.
No control. And I called 911 on somebody that was yelling across the street.
Oh, my gosh. For yelling?
You are you, brother.
Yes, you are.
It's not illegal to yell at somebody.
Well, he was screaming at a woman, and he was like, he kept like running at her.
You said it looked very threatening.
It looked threatening. I'm here to protect women. If you don't want to protect women, Jason, that's on
you. In fairness, Jared also was in a haze from the McDonald's.
He's like, is he yelling? I don't know.
And I
yes, 911, the grimace is yelling at the hamburger.
Literally, as I'm calling 911, because I heard him yelling in the parking lot across the street.
Uh-huh.
It was like in some laundromat that's closed at the time. And it's, you know, later at night, and he's yelling and yelling. I'm like, who is he yelling at? And I see a woman on the sidewalk, and he starts like running at her.
Oh, yeah.
And he gets in her face, and he'd run back, and he's screaming.
But no violence.
It looked threatening.
Screaming, and the things he was saying to her, it was threatening.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually like grabbed her at one point,
okay.
But then he let
go.
But like was he? It was weird. It was very odd. I said, I don't know what's going on, but it seems not safe. The girl seemed terrified. She was frozen in place.
Can I ask you something?
Hold on. Support that, by the way.
Hold on, real quick. I call 911, Jason. While waiting for my hamburgers, I get my hamburgers. As I'm talking to 911, I'm eating the hamburger. I've gone 3 feet, and I'm like, whoa, whoa. I'm like, hold on.
He's saying.
He's a white guy. He's bald. You're like, okay. What are you going to say?
How many times in your life do you think you've called 911?
Oh, geez.
I think this job significantly ups your odds.
It does, because you're out at weird times. Now, that was just a random, but I've called 911 the most on the way to work.
Uh-huh, me too.
So how many times?
I would say 50.
50
in my life.
Oh, I was gonna say seven.
Do you count the non-emergency number? I used to call that a lot.
No,
for what?
People being too loud when we had kids.
Yeah, remember he did that.
Mm-hmm.
You are 50. You're costing us a lot of taxpayers' money.
Not the non-emergency.
If it was an emergency and it does some good to alert the cops that something is not right, mm-hmm. then I support it.
I hope
it's
you
what it's
have
there
valid.
For.
It's pretty valid though.
No, I mean, you give me crap for when we had a newborn and the neighbor next door on a Monday night at 11 p.m. is playing like house EDM music with like the biggest bass speakers of all time.
I do give you crap for
and
that
like,
one.
But it going on and on mm-hmm. and on. I call the non-emergency. I'm like, and they said, oh, we've got a lot of complaints from about it. I'm like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't tell them I told you. Right. See me the next day. I'm like, hey, bud.
You didn't hear this from me.
Oh, somebody called. Oh, who would do that? No, but
on
yeah.
your way here, bring McDonald's.
Yeah. No, and then last night, I got McDonald's again.
Oh, my
God. The two hamburger meals. So it's four. I've had like six after having the three for me, Chili's for lunch.
You ate McDonald's after the Chili's?
No, at night. I had Chili's at lunch,
okay.
And at night, what was I doing last night?
Have you given up?
I had music bingo.
Yeah.
And so it's right across the street. That McDonald's is bad for me. It's right. I pass it every day.
Jared, your arteries are going to. Dang.
Have you literally given up?
Yeah, I mean, I just recently ordered some shots. They're just in my fridge, cooling.
Shots?
Like Ozempic.
Let them,
really?
Let them cool off.
How much was that?
Oh, no, I found, I got the greatest deal ever. $60 for a month.
Is it the generic?
It's from China. It's probably illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding?
China!
No, he's not.
You got shots mailed to you from China and you're going to stick it in you?
Are you surprised by this in the least?
Oh, my gosh.
You know who you're talking to?
I mean, that's not even regulated, if I don't think.
If sold them on Tulu, he would buy them.
If you told Jared 50-50, one's the new strand of COVID, one's going to help you lose 20 pounds, he's like, I'll take it.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
And I will cut my hamburger meals down. But the Chili's 3 for me is a freaking good deal. Double smasher, fries,
listen,
unlimited tortilla chips, and I got a side salad with ranch.
Look at you in the side
and
salad.
And a diet drink.
Why'd you do green. The salad? Why? Why?
Because I know it's a lot. I've had that meal many times. Oh. And so the fries, I was always like last. I'm like, ooh.
Okay.
But the tortilla chips, Matt, back me up. Those are like the best
tortilla chips. They're such a good chip.
They're almost better than any Mexican restaurant. It doesn't even make sense.
Whatever it's not just salt they put on them. It's like a seasoning, like a tahini season on it.
It's a thinner chip.
Good, yeah.
The sauce is good.
Hey, Jared.
I'm not a big chain person, but that one, that meal is like $10, and it's like you leave there feeling like you have diabetes, and that's what I want. Mm-hmm.
Jared.
Yeah.
I just typed in, should you order Ozempic from China? And it first thing that comes up, major risk of ordering from China, including 60% counterfeit.
Listen, no one listening needed to Google that to know it's a bad idea.
But here's the other one. It says, there's no guarantee of purity, sterility.
Whether it's sterile or not.
Or dosage accuracy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it is not good. It is very, 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 very dangerous.
Maybe, desperate times.
What Jared heard was 40% good odds.
I heard $60 a month. No, I do have a professional place that I've also met with because I haven't taken this yet because I'm a little apprehensive about it.
I wonder why.
That it's just a little bit more and they're actually a reputable place.
He wants to see if they start marching in his fridge before he thinks.
Where in China do you know is a reputable place?
No. I'm saying there's a local place that I've also talked to and met with that also offers the GLP?
GLP-1s.
And so I was like, oh, maybe I'll go with that because this China stuff has been in my fridge for a while because I'm a little apprehensive.
Uh-huh. Well, Business Insider, which I would trust more, does have... I think a link, but it does say China's Ozempic jabs are nearly 15 times cheaper than the USA.
Yeah. You know, this is what I'm hearing is that Jason really does care about you and your well-being because he's very upset about
this. I don't want
this.
Him to get AIDS.
Matt and I are like, do it.
Do it. Well, thank you, Jason.
Yeah, I mean.
That should be a Hallmark card.
I don't mind if you get hurt a little.
I love you.
A little hurt is okay, but full-blown AIDS is not worth it.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you, Jason.
I am hearing that you care about him.
Thank you.
I also can see Jason being self-preservation of like, don't bring whatever you're catching in here with me.
Mm-hmm. Don't bring the China virus here.
Even though he doesn't live by that vibe.
No,
he does not live by that vibe.
He lives by it for himself.
He's like, I have COVID. Y'all are going to get COVID.
This is how it's going to be.
Right. Never one goes, we all go.
Yeah, if you don't test for COVID, you never get COVID.
I've tested. Mm-hmm. Never had it.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, I do like hamburgers. I like McDonald's, like Wendy's, like it all. But like, I'm not a huge hamburger person. Mm-hmm. But this week, I don't know what it is. I've had like seven hamburgers.
You know, you're right. Jab yourself with the counterfeit thing because you gave up.
Are you about to get your period?
I don't know.
Maybe you're craving the red meat.
I might be pregnant. I don't know.